Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
All right, and we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, Keith Thad Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral for supporting the show. We do appreciate it, so thank you. Now, for everybody at home, you already know I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name's Cole Ide. I'm an electrician. I work out at a solar farm, and I've lived in Edmonton for about 7 years. Just recently met Elliot.
Yeah.
So, just here to talk and, I don't know.
Have some fun with the cameras
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. So, recently I saw that you were on the road, though. You were down south. Were you working or were you just traveling for leisure?
Yeah, we're working in Lethbridge right now. We're working on the biggest solar farm in North America, actually.
Okay.
For a company called PTW. So, we're just installing solar panels and, doing some tie wrapping and stuff.
Okay.
Haley, my girlfriend.
Yeah.
She is a fourth-year electrician, and she does more the plugging and stuff. But,
oh,
yeah. So
you're both on the same job together.
Yeah, that's correct.
Sweet.
Yeah, she started there before me.
Okay.
And then she got me on the crew, so I was I used to scaffold, but
right.
If I can get on there and get indentured, start doing my electrical, and maybe get into a new trade, and we live together, so
that's
it was nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a double.
Wow, What a lucky break.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and so that role has finished now. So now you're back in Edmonton?
We're just on days off right now. Yeah, we work a 10 and 4 shift. So we go up there for 10 days, we're back for 4.
Okay, and where exactly is this?
This is in, it's just outside of Lethbridge, about an hour north of Lethbridge.
Okay.
It's basically in some farmland, and then they...
And so you're installing solar panels in this farmland?
Yeah, that's correct.
For what purpose? Is it for a farmer? Is it for the municipality?
No, I believe there's about 1.2 million solar panels being installed. I believe Amazon owns the rights to the power, so
wow.
I'm not sure what they do with it, but yeah,
cool.
We just build it.
So did you just get into the solar work?
Yeah, that's correct.
This is brand new for you.
Yeah. I haven't done much electrical work before, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all brand new to me, and I'm learning lots and enjoying it.
That's cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were doing scaffolding, was that primarily based here in Fort McMurray, or you travel around and do that as well?
That's correct. Mostly around Fort McMurray. I worked at the JCO site for about a year, year and a half. And
okay.
Then, yeah, I was staying out in the Anzac camp.
Okay.
Not too far away.
Right.
I was actually there when the fires had happened.
No way.
Yeah, I got evacuated from Anzac and everything. It was pretty wild.
How's your, when you were evacuated, were you driving, flying, busing?
I drove.
Okay.
Yeah, they wanted us to stay until 10 p.m., but I ended up just leaving at 6 because I was I can see the fire.
So you got out?
Yeah, I got out right away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah, man.
Because a lot of people who are out at camp, they had to leave their cars there for a while and fly out or wait 10 to 14 days until they could get on a convoy and go out.
Yeah, that whole area was pretty crazy when that happened. They had that whole gym in Anzac filled with people and stuff. It was pretty pretty wild. Yeah.
That's nuts. So you said at the top of the show you've been in Edmonton for about 7 years.
Yeah, since I graduated.
Okay, where did you live prior to?
I'm from Meadow Lake, Saskatchewan. It's about an hour east of Cold Lake, just across the border.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a town of about 6,000 people. Lots of lakes and good farmland out there. And
right.
Yeah, I spent every summer at the lake around there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so... Why? I'm always fascinated on when people leave their hometowns.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the draw to actually leave there to come, like, how did you even pick Edmonton?
Well, I was enrolled in the engineering program at McEwen
right.
for a year.
Okay.
I ended up dropping it, and I was also playing football for the junior team here, the Huskies. Yeah, I played there for 3 years, so.
Okay.
Yeah, that was why I decided to make the move, and then I've always just liked Edmonton as my home base. I travel around for work and stuff. Like,
right.
I was in Lac La Biche for a while as well, but Edmonton's always sort of been home for me now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what position did you play in football?
Wide receiver. If you can't tell by my stature.
I thought you were defensive, man.
No, that's funny.
Okay, and so football. That's interesting. So were you like trying to make that into a career at some point, or were you just doing it for leisure and like
Yeah, I think I just enjoyed it more. So I was thinking of maybe switching over to like the university program if I had decided like that was what I wanted to do, but
right.
I don't think I was good enough, to be honest.
Yeah. No, fair enough.
Yeah. My brother, though, he plays at University of Regina. He's a linebacker.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a lot bigger than me, but
yeah,
it'd be fun to go watch him and stuff. I kind of just lost the love for it, so that's why I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's just fucking... Oh, sorry.
That's
okay,
man.
Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah, that's all right. It's all, you're not the first and you will not be the last.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So... Yeah, I don't know. Football's always been my main thing. I'm really into sports. I'd love to go watch a football game.
Yeah.
But... You know, cost money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you can go to the they're not called the Eskimos anymore. I don't even, they're called Edmonton.
The Elks.
There we go. I looked at Tanner like you would know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can watch them here. I've been fortunate enough. I went to see a NFL game one time. I was down in Cincinnati, so I saw the Bengals play the New York Jets.
Nice. That's cool.
It was something I've never experienced in my life.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's unreal. Super loud, and all the fans are so dedicated.
Yeah, and like when you get, like, the game starts in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we see it on television or on TV, like the tailgating parties and stuff.
Yeah.
But until you're there, it's like, it's a big deal.
I just met a guy actually from, he grew up in Niagara Falls, and I'm working with him. His name's Marcus, and he's a huge Bills fan, but he said where he lived in Niagara Falls, it's only about an hour and a half drive for him to go to the Bills games, and he said there's people out there tailgating at like 9 a.m., like hours before the game starts, and just a really good sense of camaraderie.
Yeah, and like when I went, it was just a normal game, not a playoff game, nothing fancy.
Yeah.
And they had the Jets flying over. Like, who calls in the Army?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, for a regular game, like, the Patriots?
Patriots.
Thank you. Just unbelievable. And the love for it and the fans. And it's just, like you said, it's so loud.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, whoa, you guys know how to do a sporting event down
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very different from going to, although, like, hey, the Edmonton football game that I've been to before.
Mm-hmm.
They're great, but
it's
just not that
level
of enthusiasm,
for sure.
To say the least.
Yeah. No, I used to get into all the Elks games for free when I played football because we did the 50-50. So we would do it until like the third quarter and then and then we get to watch the rest of the game. So that was cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So when I met you, I met Hallie at the same time.
Yep.
So then did you just, like, you guys were friends, you hit it off, and then she's like, hey, I have this opportunity, you should start doing this now?
Well,
or how did that all transpire that you got into this industry?
We actually, so that night that I met you guys, that's when me and Haley started, like, hanging out, actually.
Okay.
And then we ended up, we hung out for about a month and a half, and then we ended up getting into a relationship near the end of December. And she was still working for a company here in Edmonton. I didn't have a job. And then her friend, Noelle, got her that job in Lethbridge. And she's like, well, you might as well just come down and work with me. I was like, yeah, honestly. Because the pay
sweet.
Is pretty good. Yeah, everything kind of just fell into place, which
That's
is nice.
That's so awesome, man.
Yeah.
Very cool.
No, I really like that area. It's a lot different than anywhere I've been, like the hills and stuff. We recently just went to Waterton. I'm not sure if you guys have ever been
I've never been to Waterton, though.
No. It's basically just like Jasper or Banff.
Okay.
And yeah, we went with a crew of 10 people, did some hiking and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. Big, like, I haven't been on many hikes and stuff, but I'm getting more into it and really enjoying it. Yeah, I went and bought a backpack for like $40, this big one, so.
Yeah, it's gonna be a thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Listen, man, part of the show, Tanner has a segment, it's called the Mac City Minute. He's gonna ask you a question, 5 to be exact. Good luck, I don't know what he's gonna ask you.
Okay.
But before we get into it, we gotta give a big shout out to our title sponsor for this segment, MIB Moving. Thank you very much. They moved us into the studio, which we're not in today, but big shout out to MIB. Thank you so much. Tanner, hit him with the Mac City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one. What is the most interesting fact you have about solar?
Honestly, it's not that interesting because it's just like tie wrapping panels. So like, I guess the cool part is that it's the biggest solar farm in North America, but yeah.
Question number two. What is your go-to jam out song to help brighten your day?
Probably Lady Sunday or FTW by Masego.
Question number three. What is one thing about Edmonton that keeps it as home base?
Close to family. Family lives in Lloydminster and I've got a lot of friends here, so I know a lot of people.
Question number four. If you could see one live game of any team anywhere, who would that be and where?
Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City.
Playing who?
The Bills, probably.
You didn't miss a beat on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And your final question. What is one tip to keep such wonderful locks of hair?
Only wash twice a week. There you go.
And those have been your 5 questions.
There you go. That's awesome. How are we doing for time, roughly?
10 minutes.
Left? Or we're
it's
in
a 20 minute show.
Okay, so. Good. Yeah. Fair enough. 50-50. Good. That's, yeah, good call, Tanner. It's only 20 minutes. I love that. So, I want to talk a little bit about how we met in regards to we were going to a rave.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first one.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to one since. I'm going to another one tonight. I'm very excited about it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. How did you get into that culture?
Well, when I first moved to Edmonton, I didn't really have that many friends here apart from my football friends.
Right.
And a friend of mine who's from back where I live, he was a year younger than me, but he went to the university here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was staying in residence, so I always used to go hang out with him, and he ended up making a bunch of friends in residence.
Okay.
And they were all super into the rave scene, so we all just started hanging out and stuff. And
right.
Made this like big friend group and okay. Pretty much went from there. Yeah, I went okay. to Shambhala with all those guys and stuff, and yeah, I had a really good time.
That's the one in BC, right?
Yeah, that's
the one
correct.
That your Tanner has. There's 4 raves that he's put in for the summer festivals.
Yeah,
that he like that. I'll definitely go to one, but we'll try to make 2 happen. But mm-hmm. that's one on the list. So
nice.
Explain to me what that experience is like at that festival, because that's one that may happen.
Well, it's amazing. It's like, you drive in and everyone parks their car, and it's basically like you pitch your tent anywhere behind the stages. So like some people go in the trees and stuff, and then it opens up to like this big villa where there's the pagoda stages here. There's a bunch of shops and stuff, and mm-hmm. like everyone there is so nice. It's alcohol free.
Yeah.
For the most part, I don't know, some people sneak it in, yeah. But
where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, that's yeah. correct. But the best part about it is like, I believe there's 7 stages. So any type of music you want to listen to, you know, whatever your jam is, there's a place that plays basically house by the river and stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's stages in the trees, and some of them have like cool bamboo, like, I don't know how to explain it,
yeah.
like fence. Song. Yeah, it's okay. really, it's just amazing. Like, it's something you have to experience. It's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah
but you enjoyed, because like, all I've been to are, and the level of concerts is going up. So the one that we went to in Calgary is pretty small. The one in Edmonton a few weeks ago was bigger, and this one is a little bit bigger. What's the biggest difference you could give to me or give me advice in regards to a house show or a club show in regards to like a festival show that's over like a span of like 2 to 3, 4 days?
I would say like, just with a smaller show, you don't have to prepare as much, you know?
Right.
So like, you're just there for the night, right? But with festivals and stuff, you gotta take in consideration food, you know, camping and stuff, and
right.
like having water on you.
Yeah.
I carry a Camelback with me.
Right.
Just like a backpack you can fill with water.
That's right.
I would say that's the biggest thing. And then with festivals, usually there's more of a sense of camaraderie,
mm.
you know, because like everyone's there for like the 4 days, you know, or three days, whatever
you
it is.
You spend $500 on your ticket.
Yeah, that's correct.
So yeah. When it comes to like eating out there, are you like camping, bringing your own food for 4 days, or is there places that you can buy food as
Yeah, there's places you can buy food. They got a bunch of food trucks and stuff like that. Amazing food. It's pretty expensive, but
right.
I don't know. I usually just bring like some cans of soup, some bread and stuff, and then just like I'll cook it on like propane.
Yeah. Festival life helps you with your hiking life.
Yeah, that's correct.
They are both a hike in the woods for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
So you crushed it when we met as the After Hours DJ.
It's something I take great pride in, actually, my music. Listen,
I've been bragging about it ever since. I was just like, man, if I ever start like a crew and I need an entourage, I know who I'm calling for like the after party DJ skills.
Yeah, that's right. I just show up with my robe.
you were killing it. So where did that love of just like finding music that fit the vibe? Because like you were just playing, it wasn't like one genre of music you were playing. Like,
yeah.
Based on what people were looking for, or like you were really reading the room well.
Mm-hmm.
How did that passion kind of foster?
Well, I grew up on an acreage, so I was about 20 minutes out of town. So I just spent a lot of time driving to and from Meadow Lake. So like that's when I started listening to music more.
Right.
I drive a lot, so you know, that's kind of where I picked it up. And then just through raving, like my music taste has changed so much over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lot more open. I used to like heavy bass and stuff like that. Now I'm more of like chill rap and that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I just, I've always enjoyed like sharing music with people and stuff, you know, so that's kind of where my love came from, I guess. Yeah.
No, you're killing it.
Thanks, man.
Sure. Especially for myself. Cause like I knew I wanted to listen to something, but it may not have been what the general population wanted that.
Yeah.
And you're like, I got something that I think will make everybody happy. And
yeah.
And you're like, okay, like, yeah, you had some major skills doing that.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, really good. So listen, I know we're getting close to the end. So before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So it could be anything. So you got the mics, you got the camera, you got the lights. Have fun.
I don't know. I guess my Instagram is I'd tap that. It's my last name, E-I-D-E, and then tap that. That's all I got.
I love it. That is a great shout out. Listen, I jumped the gun. Like, we got to talk for 5 more minutes. That's hilarious. How'd you come up with that nickname?
I don't know. It's just my last name, right?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I'd tap that. It's kind of a,
so what
used
are
to be a saying.
What are your parents like?
They're pretty standard, you know. They had me when they were 17.
Okay.
So,
okay.
My dad used to work a few jobs.
Yeah.
My mom as well, until I was about 8 years old. My dad got a job with Old Dutch and we moved out to Meadow Lake.
Whoa. Old Dutch, like chips?
Yeah, like he drives truck for them.
Cool.
Yeah, up north, up on the reserves up north and stuff. And,
okay.
My mom, she's just like me, you know. She has a really good sense of humor, beautiful woman.
Yeah.
You know, and she works out in Lloydminster at the granary. She does the books and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, they're both pretty modest, you know.
Yeah. And so as a youth, when you were with your parents, was it a musical kind of background? Did you have it playing in the radio at home? Was it in the car?
A lot of rap from my dad.
Yeah. A lot of rap from your dad?
Oh, yeah. Well, he liked rap. That's how I got into, like, Outkast, Eminem.
Okay.
You know, I guess it's deeper than...
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been listening to music my whole life. I remember my first CD I ever got was The Massacre by 50 Cent, and I was like 8 years old.
Yeah.
I was listening to rap in my room.
Okay. Very cool. So, how old's your dad?
I'm 25, so I believe he is 42 or 43.
Okay.
42 or 43.
Okay. He was very much like he grew up in the culture listening to rap music.
Yeah, that's right. Both my parents were born in 77. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my mom's birthday is actually July 7th.
Very nice. Okay, cool. So you were bumping to rap music from a very young age.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's fascinating. Because for myself, I grew up in a household where music was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But my parents listened to like reggae and soca and Motown and Top 40.
Oh, okay.
And R&B. But rap wasn't a thing for them. So I know when I started listening to rap, it came with a lot of CDs being thrown out the window and a lot of tapes being ripped up.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was way too young to be listening to the stuff I was listening to. So that's really unique that you grew up in a household that like from a young age you were hearing rap music.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's a big part of, well, I guess rap's a big part of my life, I guess. I listen to a lot of music, so.
That's awesome, you know. Man. Well, listen, Tanner just hit the phone or the imaginary watch. So we're done. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come out and film with us
today.
Yeah,
thank you for having me.
It means the world to me, my man. So anytime that we're back in Edmonton, please feel free to do it again. If you're ever up in Fort Mac, come check out our spot and we can do more
absolutely.
Of it.
I'll have to come check out the studio.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
awesome.
Man.
Well, that's the end of the show. So, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning in. It really does mean the world to me. I'm shocked with how many people tune in every day. Big shout out to our sponsors, Noral Toyota, as well as MIB. Thank you for your support. And for everybody else, I hope you're having a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.